What's up, Arisen Nation? It's Sam here, and today I have something awesome to share with you. I don't know what to title this episode right now because I literally experienced this, and I just can't wait to share with you. And so let's just cue in the intro, and then we'll begin from there.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. And, two years ago, when I was looking at, you know, how do I scale my business? How do I scale my business? I was all over the place looking for the next strategy, the next shining object. What I mean by shiny object is the next thing, right? Most people, you know, they hear a new book is out and then they're going for it, right? They hear, oh, a new course is out, and then they are the same people who also go for it. There's a new video release on this topic, then they go for it. So that's what we call shiny object syndrome. And as much as, you know, we entrepreneurs, you know, I'm currently walking, and so, please pardon me with the wind. It just rained, and so the wind was, it's still, you know, turbulent. But anyway, I'll just try. And, So this shiny object syndrome was something I was so used to, right? And, you know, there are good side and bad sides to it. On the good side, you learn a ton, and the bad side is you lose focus because one day you're on this and the next thing you're on that. And looking at the plus side, there was a time when there was this marketer called Maxwell Finn. He's a brilliant, brilliant marketer, right? He owns, you know, several businesses. He's a multimillionaire and, you know, he brought this thing called the thank you ad. And, it's basically a strategy where, you know, for all his customers, whether, you know, you bought a single product or you bought double products or you bought, you know, a bundle of it, as long as you gave him money, you are going to get an advertisement from him thanking you from the bottom of his ad, like a personalized video, of him thanking you for trusting in him and then buying from him, right? And I remember how cool it was. You know, most of the industry leaders even decided to start, you know, implementing it in their business, and it skyrocketed their whole business, you know, their profits, right? And so, you know, I just put in the back of my head and that, you know, one day I would use this strategy because I felt it was really cool, right? And so I was working today. I was working on a project, on Emerge Secrets, workshop, and our lights just went off. Apparently it was the prepaid. And so I just literally walked to the prepaid vendor to see if I could get, airtime. How do you call it? Airtime or electricity time. Anyway, I was just going to reload the card. And, so while I was working, I figured, the team is really hungry. You know, we've been saying we wanted food. And so I found this fried yam seller on the roadside, and, I decided to buy it, right? And I bought it, and I bought like 6 of this of yam and a couple of fishes, right? But here's the reason why I'm sharing this video. Now, after I bought this, I handed the money over to the lady, and she gave me a change, and she said, thank you. And the manner in which she said a thank you was really, really heartfelt. Like, I could feel that, you know, she actually meant thank you. Like, she actually meant thank you for me buying her yam, right? And it just made me think of what Maxwell Finn did 2 years ago that I always wanted to implement in my business or in, you know, whatever venture I'm looking to do, right? It just made me remember it. And it's powerful in a sense that, like, right now I feel like I need to buy more again just because she said a thank you to me. It's crazy. I know I'm a geek with all this marketing and finding things that would, you know, help explode businesses here and there. But yeah, so it's going to send a goodwill, kind of like whenever I think of going to buy yam, fried yam, I would definitely go to her. Right, that is just what it is. And, you know, business is all about relationships. It's all about the reciprocity of, values, right? And so, you give in value. She got my money. And she gave me a goodwill back. That is, you know, a simple thank you. And so how can you implement this inside of your business? And this is where I come in, because clearly you are not, I know you are not selling yam. And so how would you implement this in your business, right? And so I know lots of people out there are, you know, are always for the sale. And I like that, you know, you are marketers. You are someone who is looking to make profit from your business. It's all good. But what happens is that we most of the time forget that the people we actually the people we're actually interacting with are real human beings, right? If we change the whole mindset of, you know, looking at people as, you know, money signs, Ghana City signs all over them, like literally walking and then seeing Ghana City signs on their forehead. If you change that mindset and start looking at, like these are actually real people who are benefiting from your program. Of course, there's a value exchange where you're giving them value of a sort, right? And they're paying you, in exchange of, your money, of their money, right? Of course, there's some value in there, which makes it square even, right? But what I've realized is that the thank you message that you do more so on a personalized level could go a long way to, you know, increase referrals. Because what would happen is that I just like the lady who sold the thing for me, right? Now, whenever someone says that I'm going to, they want to buy Friday, I would definitely go refer them to this lady who sells on the roadside. Right, this particular one. There are several people, right? And so just a thank you message, a personalized one, of course, a thank you message from you to your customers is going to go a long way by increasing your bottom line. What I mean by bottom line is, you know, the referral thing going on, right? There's going to be referrals, which are usually organic. So if you are selling, I mean, if you are buying advertisements on different media like Facebook, Instagram, or, you know, radio advertisement or TV advertisement, you don't need to pay for that referral, you know, customer that comes in, right? And so you pay for one customer and you get two back. You pay for one customer, you get two customers back, right? And that shows the power of the thank you strategy. So I hope you guys will implement this thing some way. This is the art, right? So you just have to look at how you're going to work it out for yourself, right? This is the strategy. So you just try and implement this inside of your business. What can you do to thank people on a personalized, level without selling anything? You're not selling anything again. So it could be a personalized email. Someone receives your products and there's a personalized email of, hey, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It could be a personalized video. Say, thank you. You know, depends on the nature of your business. You could, you know, do them a personalized video mentioning their name and then telling them of how well you liked the exchange, the value exchange there. All right, I hope this helps. I'll talk to you guys later.
If you are a dreamer and a risen, you probably have a billion of ideas running through your little skull and you can't wait to let it out to others so you can change lives, right? But the number one problem that sets in for you is that you don't know how to turn that idea into cash. You either run out of cash to get that idea off the ground, or you get overly overwhelmed on the things that need to be done to get it out. I totally get it. But what if there's a way to turn those ideas into cash without the burnout or any money to spend? What if those ideas you've dreamt about can actually make you tons of money? I went through a ton of ups and downs to finally find answers to these problems, and I'm ready to uncover all these secrets in a single day masterclass called Emerge Secrets Masterclass. Emerge Secrets Masterclass is taking place on the 1st of July 2019, and I'm going to reveal the right way to turn your idea into cash in any economy without burning out or money to spend. Head over to emergesecrets.com to sign up for this time-sensitive masterclass. Again, head over to emergesecrets.com to join the first and frankly the very last masterclass that is going to get all your money problems solved in a matter of 24 hours. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.